This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. He joins me today to talk about the latest developments and back and forth dealings and comments as the budget debate heats up here in Washington and we get closer and closer to a potential government shutdown midnight on Friday if, in fact, a deal is not reached among the Republicans in the House, Democrats in the Senate, and the President. And, Senator, it's good to have you with us. On the one hand, in this debate, you've got the Democrats, led by the President, saying that they've now agreed to the level of spending cuts for the rest of this fiscal year that the Republicans wanted. The Republicans say it's smoke and mirrors, and in the end, that the Democrats haven't even come up with a specific plan yet. So as you survey the situation right now, where do you think we stand?
Well, you know, it's very much up in the air at this point, and I think there's been positioning by the White House on this. Here's what I would tell you. It isn't a benefit to anybody to chart a course that shuts down the government. I mean, obviously, there's people who are dependent on very important services, and so that's just the reality of it. Here's what I would offer, and having been a governor and a cabinet member and a mayor and having been in charge of budgets for so long, the Republican message has won. I mean, when I came here 2 years ago, what was the message? The message was, we got to spend more. We got to be in this fanatical race to spend $1 trillion on stimulus and health care bill and on and on and on. Well, those days have come to an end. And this continuing resolution just proves again that people are saying cut the darn spending. And so I think, however this turns out, we've won a victory here. We've changed the discussion in Washington. Now it's time for the president to lead on the big picture, which is deficits annually of $1.4 trillion, $1.5 trillion, $1.6 trillion, deficits as far as you can see over $1 trillion annually. The Senate is ready. The House is ready. The president needs to engage and lead. This is a time to set aside the campaigns and recognize that the future of this country is at stake and the president needs to lead on this big picture.
Do you get the sense, because a lot of your Republican colleagues, or at least some of them, have suggested that the Democrats actively want a government shutdown because they think it'll benefit them politically. Do you share that thought?
Well, I don't know. You know, who's doing all the talking? You know, Chuck Schumer recently, Senator Chuck Schumer said, use the word extreme. When the word Republican comes out of your mouth, use the word extreme. Well, come on. What's extreme is a deficit annually of $1.5 trillion, $1.6 trillion. What's extreme is that we're bringing our country to its knees, and the future for our kids and grandkids is going to be abysmal unless we come to grips with this. Those are the extreme things that are happening to this great nation. So I just think people see through that, and they just want us to come to grips with the spending. They're ready for hard choices.
You said the Senate is ready. Ready to do what exactly do you think the leadership's ready for there?
Well, you know, I joined with Michael Bennett, Democrat out of Colorado. We circulated a letter. 64 senators of all political stripes signed, 32 Republicans, 32 Democrats. We specifically said, look, we're ready to take on entitlements. We're ready to take on discretionary spending. I mean, we laid it all out there, and we just said to the president, Mr. President, you have to engage. You have to be a part of this process and provide that presidential leadership. So, you know, I do think that the House and the Senate, although the devil is always in the detail, and I acknowledge that, we're willing to come to grips with some pretty tough issues and try to solve some problems. And I've not seen the mood this willing since I came here, and I've had other members who have been here a lot longer than me who say, look, I believe we're ready to make some hard decisions.
You said you had 32 from each party on board here. Does that mean you've heard from some Democrats that they're a little bit exasperated that they haven't seen more from the president?
Well, you can interpret that many ways, but I think we're all exasperated. You know, there's only one nationally elected official in the United States. That's the president of the United States. We need that leadership. We need the bully pulpit of the presidency to say this is the right thing to do. And I do think people are ready to work with presidents to try to solve these problems, because the problems will be solved. On one hand, we can wait till the bond market literally crashes around our ears, and we'll be forced in a crisis mode to solve this problem somewhere in the future, and that's going to happen unless we come to grips with the spending. Or in the alternative, we can be proactive. You can find a lot of things to argue about with Congressman Ryan, but by golly, he had the guts to step up today with a real concrete plan, and God bless him for it. This is a serious proposal. We now have Congressman Ryan making a serious proposal. We have the Deficit Commission making a serious proposal. Where's the president?
Senator, always a thrill to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.